Hi, this is Alejandro. What's the line?
Hi, Alejandro. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm good. Thank you.
I know. I noticed you never called me back with the new payment method, so I thought I would follow up because I know you just got back from Mexico and Hawaii, and you had a new card to put on file.
Yes, I do. The Local Splash is to show up on Google, right?
Yeah, so right now you're past due, so it might be affected a little bit, but there's two invoices, so you could take care of one or both of them. One is for $149, which is your monthly payment that keeps your website up and running. It keeps your business on the first page of the Google Maps. And the other one is an invoice for $140, and that one, once that's paid, will turn your Google Guaranteed Leads back on. Because right now the leads are paused because of the payment issue.
Okay. No, I might as well just do all everything.
That's what I was thinking, too. It's better to get it all done because now you're trying to ramp up. That way you can get, back up to speed quicker. Okay. So I assume it was just the card that changed. The billing address is still 3645 Sanford Street?
Yes.
Okay. And does the card still end in 7771 or is it a whole new number?
You can try that one. That one should work. Yeah.
Well, that one says I have a CVV error, which means that the expiration changed. I have 4/2030. What do you have?
No, I have a, let me give you a different one then.
Okay, no problem. So I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 5474.
Okay.
1521.
1521, got it.
1139.
2408. Okay, expiration?
0131.
1/31, and then the code? 843. 843. Okay, so I will store this new card, and this one's also under the same billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get both of your invoices paid, and that will turn everything back on. And then as a courtesy, I'll push your next billing out 30 days, so you will be paid in full until March 9th, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking care of that. And I got the green light on the first one, so let me get the green light on the second one, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here.
So most of my business, I get it from Yelp.
Okay, you get most of your business from Yelp?
Yeah. So what does Splash does to Yelp? Does it help Yelp at all on my website, or it's mostly Google?
No, we just do Google, the website, and the guaranteed lead, but we do offer a Yelp program for $499 monthly, and then that gets leads on Yelp. Do you work with Yelp directly, or?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so usually if you work with Yelp directly, you'd have to boost it up a little bit in effort to work with us. But there's a great program that you might want to consider, which would be grading to our ultimate package, which would also include the Google Pay-per-click lead. Have you tried Google Pay-per-click ads before?
Google? What is it?
It's pay-per-click. Pay-per-click. So what it is there's a $300 minimum budget to do it, and we would take that $300 and send it directly to Google to run the ads for you, okay? And the benefit of the ads is that you can run them wherever you like without having an address. So let's say that you have a Beverly Hills type area that's 20 or 30 minutes away, and maybe you don't get that type of a reach with the map. You would definitely get that type of a reach with those paid ads. You can run them wherever you like. And the second benefit is that they can go up pretty much right away. They actually say they'll be up within under 2 weeks if you start them, but I've seen them up before in 3 days in a special request. So people really like that, that they can get up and running very quickly with them. So how it would work is we would set a daily cap out of that 300 at somewhere around $9 a day. And the intention there is so that your 300 lasts throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So each morning, your ads would go up in all the designated places, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, so let's say that you had, you know, the pay-per-click rate, for example, was a dollar, and you have a $9 a day budget, after 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and somebody else would rotate on. And that's a good thing. That would prevent you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? So if you wanted to add that on, that would be a really great upgrade. That would be called our ultimate package. So you already do Yelp separately, so I don't think you would need that through us, but this would be a better upgrade for you because that way you'd have the Yelp leads, and you'd also have the Google guaranteed leads, and then you'd also have the Google pay-per-click ads on top of it.
Is this Google Plus, what Google Plus does?
Google Plus, no, this is called Google AdWords.
Or Google for Business Owner?
The Google for Business, we cover that in your 149 package. We cover that section, ranking and the optimization. This is the ones that run on top of those. So let's say you search for a plumber near me, for example. You'll always see a couple of companies at the very top that say ad next to them. So those are the ones that I'm talking about. They're the ones that run at the very top, even above the paid ad, the map section.
So you can see which companies are near me or no?
I can look right now, yeah, but they're constantly rotating because, you know, it's a pay-per-click. But give me a second. Let me see who's up there right now. Because I was still trying to have that invoice for the Google guaranteed. It's giving me a little bit of a trouble, but I'm trying to get it to process for you. But let's see here. So as I put in, for example, should I put in tree service or tree removal? What should I just for maybe tree removal, right? Because that's a more expensive. Yeah, that's a more expensive job. Okay, tree removal for Concord. So right now it just says that there's the Google guaranteed that's running at the top. And then right below that are the sponsored results. And
so what company do you see?
I don't see any right now. So their budgets for the day have run out. That's what I'm saying. I don't see anything right there for the sponsored. But usually how you'll know is they'll actually say ad next to them or they'll say sponsored. So let me try tree removal. I'll try a bigger area just so I can give you an example. I'll just try Los Angeles for, I'm sure that there'd be some ads there. Yep, right away. So the if you do like tree removal for Los Angeles, you'll see the companies that come up at the very top, even above the Google guaranteed leads.
That's sponsored. Those, yes,
they say sponsored. And then you see how you have to keep scrolling to get to the map section. So that doesn't mean that they only there's no one in your area that's running these ads. All it means is whoever's running these ads, they haven't set the budget to continue, or maybe they're going to turn them on later. Sometimes people like to turn the leads on, like when people are coming home from work, and run them in the evening. So maybe tonight, if you look for tree removal in Concord, you'll see some sponsored ads there. Right now, there aren't any. Yeah, so if you did it, that's really good because you'd be in a spotlight position, and it looks like there, I mean, as based on the search results right now, there's nobody else running them. So you'd have a really good chance of getting some, you know, solid inquiries through that section.
So if I do this and I click on my phone at some point, tree service, I must my business on Google and it's going to say sponsor?
Yep, it'll say sponsored right next to it. And then we'll do a tagline and a link to your site. So something like, for the best tree service in the area, call now. We put a call to action there and we put the site. And we can customize the ads and say, there's a special for Valentine's Day. There's a special for President's Day. You get 5% off if you're a new client. You know, please call now to ask for details. So we can customize the ads and run them wherever you like. And that's what people love about the ads, Alejandro, is your business is in Concord, and that's where your pin mark is on the map. Not to say that you wouldn't spiderweb out and get some, you know, jobs from the surrounding areas, but if you know for a fact that there's areas that you like to work in and maybe they're too far away for, you know, for you to get that exposure on Google, then this would be a great upgrade for you, even better than Yelp ads. Because, you know, I'm a homeowner and we have an HOA here that deals with our tree removal, and I've never heard of anybody say, you know, let's Yelp it when they're looking for a good company to do that. It's always, you know, let's Google it, you know. So that way you'd be like way ahead of the curve there.
So just to keep it simple here, so when people click on Yelp,
mm-hmm.
I show up as one of the first ones because I pay Yelp a month. And that works pretty good. That's how I'm busy using Yelp.
How much do you pay Yelp?
It depends how much workload I get, but usually about the same as you.
Okay. So, yeah, I can look and see if you're eligible for the Boost program, because if you are, you could possibly upgrade to the Yelp program through us, pay $4.99 a month for your leads, but you get an extra $100 worth of leads every month for the first 6 months. But I don't know if that would be worth it for you or not.
I've been in the business for 10 years. I know how this works. My question here is on Google, if people click tree service on Yelp, I'm the first one, but not in Google. Sometimes I don't even show up on Google. So that's what I'm trying to say is I want to show up in Google. Yeah,
well, you will now. You will now, because now that you're paying, they're going to turn the Google Guaranteed Leads back on, so you'll be showing in that section. But also the section right below that, Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, right? So your payment was due on the 26th of January, and today's what, February 9th? So it's been like, a couple of weeks that there hasn't been that active programming taking place on your Google page. So that could be affecting you. But now that you've paid, you'll definitely still show up on the first page in the maps, and then also they'll turn the Google Guaranteed Leads back on, which are the ones that show at the top that have the check marks next to them.
Okay. I'm going to let it run for a few more days so I can see how this makes a difference, because I was thinking on canceling but then I stopped seeing my business on Google and said, well, maybe it's because of local splash. So
it was, but I want to let you know, Alejandro, if you cancel with us, it's not like somebody over here would hit a button and delete everything, right? But because there's no active programming taking place, then eventually you start slipping down, right? So that's what had happened to you over the last couple of weeks. So I'm happy that you'll stick it out, you know, a little bit further. I'll also tell the technicians to do a complete performance check on your account. That way, if there's any, you know, revisions that they could make that would help your placement, they would get that done too. The one thing you can do on your end is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on Google. So I'll send you a little review generator email that will help you with that. You're already doing excellent. You have 26 reviews, and most of them are 5 stars, so you're doing great in that department. But if you can get a fresh 5-star here and there, that always helps you as well, okay?
Yeah, I'll work on that on Google, because I have a ton on Yelp, but not in Google.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll send you this email, because you might want to forward it to some of your customers that already wrote a review for you on Yelp. Chances are they'll write one on Google, and because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people do it. and it's only going to take a couple of people here and there filling that out to give you a stronger ranking, because every time someone fills one out, you become more and more relevant to Google, and then also, obviously, it will give the next potential client more of a comfortable feeling every time you get a new one, too. So, like I said, you're doing really, really good, but I'll send you that review generator email that will definitely help you with that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm so glad that we talked. We have a really good game plan here. And then if you need anything, you can call me. And if not, have a really great rest of your week, too. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Alejandro. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.